And another rock star from the West is now in pride of place at the Natural History Museum in London, in the main hall. A 2-ton red rock looking glorious in its case. But it came from a waste dump. Jamie Wilkinson.
So it's a large 2-ton specimen of banded iron formation. It's come from the Pilbara region of Western Australia. It's got lots of multicoloured bands in it, red, yellow, grey bands. And they've been folded, distorted into complicated shapes and stretched apart during complicated earth movements many billions of years ago.
And how did you come to get it here in South Kensington?
So it was generously donated by Rio Tinto from one of the largest open cut iron ore mines in the world at Tom Price in Western Australia. And it was collected from a waste dump by a big loader, and it was shipped to Perth to be cut and polished and then put on a ship and transported here. It was a big logistical exercise to get it here.
When did this happen?
Just in the last few months, I guess. I think it arrived in April this year.
And what's been the public reaction to seeing it on display?
I think there's been a lot of interest. Most people don't know much about banded iron formation or what it represents for our planet, but it's such a major turning point of the history of the planet that I think they've been very interested to read more about it.
Banded iron, in other words, you've got this mineral effect as if it was molten and it spread into the rock. What happened actually?
So what actually happened was that the early ocean billions of years ago was full of dissolved iron, unlike today. And the first bacteria that started to colonize the ocean, cyanobacteria, started to produce oxygen. And the oxygen combined with this dissolved iron in the ocean to form hematite particles, that's an iron oxide, so red particles, that would settle down to the bottom of the ocean to form these layers. And they're interspersed with other kinds of sedimentary material that was being introduced into the ocean at the same time. So you get this layering that relates to fluctuating production of oxygen from these bacteria.
Well, there must have been billions of them.
Yep, absolutely. So they were just developing more than 3 billion years ago in the Earth's oceans, so the first forms of life, basically. And there would have been large colonies of them in the shallow waters, and these iron-rich ocean waters would have been welling up towards the surface, and then these bacteria producing the oxygen would form this chemical reaction, effectively precipitating out the iron oxide that would sink down to the bottom of the ocean.
I don't want to cause an international fuss, but why did Australia let it go? Didn't it notice or something?
Well, I think it was a sort of long-term project. It was developed between the Natural History Museum and Rio Tinto with the permission of the Eastern Garuma people of Western Australia. And I presume the Australian government knew that this piece of rock was being shipped out. It's from the waste dump, so it's not like an ore-grade specimen, because the same type of material can have high enough iron concentrations in it to be mined for iron ore, which is why the Tom Price mine is there. But this was not a valuable specimen for its iron content, but certainly for the story it tells, it's extremely valuable.
And I suppose we've got our own samples of a similar sort of thing.
Yeah, but nothing quite so large, obviously.
No, and what are you doing personally to study this amazing rock?
So I've been involved for a number of years working on how iron ore itself forms, so how the banded iron formation, the rock that we see in the Hinsey Hall, how that gets enriched in iron. So it's deposited in the form that you see it pretty much as the specimen is today. But subsequent processes result in the iron content being upgraded and increased to the level that then becomes economic to mine it for the iron content. So we're involved in studying the processes that cause that enrichment to happen.
Is that the hall where you've got the blue whale displayed now?
That's right, yeah. The banded iron formation specimen is in one of the so-called wonder bays, and it's just sitting alongside the blue whale.
Because I came here a year ago and we talked about what it was going to be like putting that absolutely gigantic specimen up where it should be for everyone to see. You can look up and see the biggest beast that ever lived. There it is. What's the reaction of the public to that one?
I mean, I think it's been fantastic. I'm still amazed when I go into the Hinsey Hall. It's a great privilege to be able to see it out of hours, actually, when the public aren't there, and you can just go up into the gallery and look down on it. It's a stunning specimen, and I think it looks fantastic in the hall there. And I think the public are really appreciating it as well.
Don't have any trepidations about going out after the public's left, you know, when the museum is deserted, because David Attenborough showed what happens. They all leap about and come to life.
Yeah, No, I don't. I'm not too worried about that. Although I did see, I think, Night at the Museum 2 not so long ago. But yeah, I don't think I'd be too worried about that happening here.
The red rock from the Pilbara in the Great Hall at the Natural History Museum in London. Jamie Wilkinson in charge of minerals there. And next week on The Science Show, the Prime Minister's Science Prizes, Peter Rathjen on STEM and jobs, and we may just mention gravitational waves. You'll see. The Science Show is produced by Isabella Tropiana and David Fisher. I'm Robin Williams.